Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Started off with Tammy and Gabby talking about the charity fundraiser coming up from the 5th of August to the 8th of August. But of course, they are taking early bird donations. Remember that
where the other posters
that you donate will be tripled, which is amazing.
Okay, so we're going to go now to Chai.
Guest in the studio.
Going Carlos to put the posters Nicara, by Mikolos.
We have Basin. Monica DeSantis. And starting off with Carlos, a DL Link donor and a Ride Joburg cyclist. He's been on the show a couple of times before. And really a true hero is Carlos. Carlos, welcome and thank you for joining us.
No, it's always a pleasure. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Carlos, are you there?
I am.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. Maybe Craig can just turn up your volume a little bit. How are you? For some reason, I'm having a hard time hearing Carlos. Carlos, are
I'm
you
here.
There?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
I just
there
moved
you
seats,
are.
Playing music.
There's
with
that lovely voice.
How
got
you, doing?
You
are
got
you, well?
You, got you.
Are you well, Nikki?
Carlos, I'm really great. Thank
Fantastic.
You. Excited about the charity campaign. And of course,
yes.
Also not far away is the Ride Joburg. And you truly are the hero when it comes to that and your association with the DL Link. So for those people who've just tuned in or they've never heard your story before, you know, you've played such a pivotal role in helping cancer warriors, their families. You've become so close to some of the families that you've ridden for in the past. Maybe you can just outline, just before we even talk about Monica, you and how you were introduced to the DL Link and what the DL Link means.
Well, look, I started cycling about 4 years ago. It makes 4 years in August. And I met Tammy at a function, a cycling function, on a Sunday. And obviously my dad passed away with cancer 7 years ago. My late father-in-law is really close to both of them. So cancer is a very dear topic to me. And the challenge came and I said, look, I'll ride for my dad, which I did. And last year I rode for a baby girl called Batya, which really touched our hearts. And it's just an amazing organization. And I'm very blessed that I can ride a bike. And to ride for the DL Link is amazing. And it's my commitment. I'll do this every single year. And it's just wonderful. I mean, it's a remarkable thing to do, I think, if you can. And I've got to step up this year because I did a very good time last year. I actually had a sticker of Batya's name on my handlebar, and I rode a very good time last year, and it just moved me. Last year was a very, very sentimental ride for me. So that's it.
We talk about, we always look at the people who are riding or running, like in the Jerusalem Marathon, and I know something's going to be happening in Cape Town. And for the warrior, and this incredible link, this connection that is made. And you always, I remember last year, you explained that so well. So once again, as you say, you're doing it. You're starting your training, you're getting ready. For it to happen, I think, as I said, on the 26th of October.
It's sooner this
and
year,
then
yes.
You, yeah, it's, because normally it's in November, am I right?
Correct, yeah. Well, I've been overseas on holiday, so I've got to get my fitness up, but I'm going to do it. And meeting Monica, I'm meeting Monica yesterday for the first time. I mean, her story is incredible, so I'm there. And I've told DL Link I'll do this every year. And I'll support. It's just it's my purpose. It's my purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here. It's my commitment. And let's just do this.
You're amazing.
Thank you, Nikki.
No, you really are. You're amazing, Carlos. So I think that's a perfect time to bring in Monica. Monica, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I've been watching some of your videos and the energy and the way you share your story and what you're going through is so contagious in such an amazing way. So before we get to the meeting of you and Carlos, maybe you can just tell us about your experience, because this isn't your first rodeo, am I correct?
Unfortunately not. So I was first diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2017. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I fell incredibly ill and had to have my daughter delivered 6 weeks prematurely. Thankfully, she was perfectly healthy. There was absolutely nothing wrong with her. But shortly after I had her delivered, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and then I went into remission. And I remained in remission for several years until about 2 years ago, where I started experiencing similar symptoms that I had the first time. And then I went to go see my oncologist. I was diagnosed with relapsed Hodgkin's lymphoma, had surgery, immunotherapy, chemotherapy, and then a stem cell transplant, which I've just recently recovered from. And there is still a small residual mass, so they want to radiate that soon. But I am truly grateful for this cancer experience, as crazy as that may sound. It's honestly given me purpose. It's made me realize so much. You know, we think we know ourselves until we're placed in a very dark space and we have to decide whether we want to live or not. And I'm grateful for the opportunity because it's made me realize just how precious life is and just how much I love being on this planet and being a beacon of light for other people too.
You know, when I started off and I just introduced you and I said, I've watched a couple of your videos and I spoke about your energy, I think that that's what I was picking up on. Hearing it come out of your mouth, you know, saying that you're living from this place of gratitude. And I love to talk about that because we use those words. Oh, we must be so grateful, and thing, you know, the moment is so important and relationships are so important, and then we live our lives differently to that. And so to come across a person who really, really embodies that, you can feel it, you can sense it, it's there. So I can imagine, Monica, you know, first time round, giving birth and then being diagnosed, and how that gets in the way of you being this mother where you just want to dedicate all your time to this newborn, and here you are trying to heal yourself and go through so much treatment and surgery and everything else, and now you second time round. So the question is, how has it affected you as a mother, and how has the journey been different second time round?
So the second time around, I am a lot more brave and courageous than I was the first time because I know what to expect. And I've learned how to keep myself calm in challenging situations. I've practiced breathing and remaining calm so many times that it's become a part of who I am. And that has channeled into me being a better mother. I'm more patient, I'm more understanding, I'm more caring, I'm more compassionate and empathetic. And I'm kinder to myself too. I have established very strong and healthy boundaries, and my children see this example and they seem to be following in my footsteps. I'm very open and honest with my children. I haven't hid a thing. They've seen me have my blood drawn, drips put in my neck. They've seen it all, and they've seen how I navigate through these challenging times, which is so important for us as parents to demonstrate to our children, because we can't shield them from life. Things are going to happen, and we need to teach them how to navigate through these challenging times without falling apart.
Yeah, I think it's very powerful. And the question is always, you know, in the teaching, are you teaching them strength or are you teaching them fear? Because something like that can be so fearful, or something like that can be building, helping them build the resilience. And I'm just getting a sense from you, with everything that you've experienced and what you're bringing certainly to this conversation, how much resilience, the gift of resilience that you're giving to your children, which is pretty amazing. Monica and Carlos, we're going to take a break, a quick song break. And then after that, Monica, I want to hear about how you got in touch with the Deal Link. And then we'll be talking about the meeting of Monica and Carlos and what that's all about. So stay with us, a quick song, and we'll be back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show, the Deal Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. I have Carlos Mexer. Carlos, I always mispronounce your surname.
Mexera.
I'm so sorry. You're Mexera, yeah. Who is a Deal Link donor. He really is he's a hero in our eyes and shows up and does the Joburg rides and goes way beyond that. We also have Monica DeSantis, who's a Deal Link warrior and an influencer. And it's great to have them both on the show. Just a reminder that you can always catch the show that is podcast on the Chai FM website from tomorrow onwards. So Monica, we were talking about your experience. We were talking about, so interesting, your energy, the way you see cancer, what it's brought you, this gratitude. You live your life with this gratitude that your children are a part of this journey, you know, not from this place of fear, but from, you know, there they are. They're with you. They're witnessing it. They're a part of it. And just before the break, I said, I'm very curious to know how you came into contact with the Deal Link. And I know there's a interesting story behind it. So perhaps you can share it with us, please.
Absolutely. Before I share that story, though, I just need to mention gratitude is a skill that must be practiced daily in order for us to be able to maintain a positive outlook on life. And it's not something that came naturally to me. In fact, I was quite an ungrateful person. I was a fearful person and I really worked hard, and I have days where it is extremely challenging. So we shouldn't beat ourselves up. We're all human beings. We all experience fear and despair. It is our responsibility, though, to make the decision, to decide to be grateful, to decide to see the positive. There's a positive in everything, and everything is a blessing, I promise you. Now, to chat about how I discovered the Deal Link.
Amen. I absolutely agree with that. I think that because otherwise people will like, oh, well, I'm not a positive person, or yeah, I can't do that. And I think the realization, it's something that you work on. Yeah. It's a habit that you develop, and it's a very, very healthy habit. So thank you for that, Monica. Over to you.
Yes. So the Deal Link, I was actually gifted a book after I had cancer the first time from a lady called Lynn Sherlock, called The Man Behind the Mask. She had written this book about her husband, Chris Sherlock, who unfortunately passed away from cancer. I had never read this book. I put it on my bookshelf. And for some reason, a few months ago, I felt this intuitive call to read the book. So I picked the book up, read it, and sobbed my heart out because it was so close to home for me, discovering that this man, Chris, had battled cancer and had seen the same oncologists that I had been treated by. And, you know, it was just so close to home and personal. And in the book, the Deal Link was mentioned. So I was completely clueless, and I decided to research what is this Deal Link that is spoken about in this book, and discovered that they are only 2 kilometers away from where I live. So I contacted them wanting to meet with them and just, you know, introduce myself and get to know what they do. And I was absolutely blown away. I wish I had known about this organization when I experienced cancer the first time, because wow, I needed support. And they are honestly the most incredible, authentic, loving, and kind human beings. Everything they do is from their heart, and you can feel it. I'm just so in love with these people and this organization, and I believe in their cause, and they are honestly changing lives.
Wow. So who did you meet first?
I met Gabi first. And he's just such a ray of sunshine. He's got this bright energy and a smile, and he constantly just wants to make sure you're comfortable and safe and, you know, taken care of. And I absolutely love that. And then I met Linda, and she's just such a beautiful, kind soul.
And just amazing that you live only a few kilometers away. Wow.
Crazy.
All the paths all the paths seem to lead you there. So you now are part of this, you know, amazing event that takes place in Joburg, where you have riders who ride with Cancer Warriors names on their back, because, you know, Carlos mentioned that he's riding for you this year. So how did you hear about this, and tell us about meeting Carlos? Carlos.
Firstly, I'm absolutely honored to be ridden for such an amazing cause. It honestly touches my heart, and I'm truly grateful to Carlos for doing this for the DL Link and for me and for every other person suffering out there. And I discovered Carlos through Gabi. He actually contacted me and told me about Carlos and about the 947 ride, and they organized a meet, and yeah, I'm truly grateful.
So you met yesterday, Carlos?
Yes, we did. So I reached out to Tammy. I was overseas, and I said to her, the 94.7 is going to be sooner this year. So I obviously want to get going. You know, I'm very positive myself, and I want to do the best I can. And Tammy said, listen, I've got the perfect warrior for you. So she sent me the link to Monica's Instagram. And Monica's story moved me more than words can say. I mean, I was like, what is going on here? She's a gym enthusiast. She's trained. She's a mother of three. She's battling cancer. Her positivity, dedication to her kid is unbelievable. I mean, we all got children. So, yeah, I said to her, I'm keen. So we met yesterday at DL Link, and I met Monica for the very first time. And just her energy just radiates warmth, love. It's just unbelievable. I mean, her story is incredible. And that's how we met. We met, maybe it took us half an hour to get to know each other a bit. She's Portuguese. I'm Portuguese, by the way. So you've got two Portuguese people in the studio, not just Jewish people. So, I'm going to listen. Last year, I did a very good time. So I think I need to train like today, you know, to try and beat that time. But it's not about the time. It's just about, it's a privilege for me, you know. So I really am going to do it for Monica. And like I said, I mean, she's unbelievable. You have to meet her in person. She's really unbelievable.
Thank you.
Oh, well, yeah. As I said, I mean, these videos, Gabi just said, I second that. These videos speak volumes. Carlos, as you said, it's not about the time, although I know that you want to have a good race. Energetically, it's these warriors. And so last year, as you said, just tell us who you rode for last year, little baby.
I rode for baby Butcher, so different, right? That really touched my heart as well. So eventually I said to my wife, Tanya, I said, we got to meet the family. So we met them for lunch, and we held the baby for the first time. She was 6 months. And we become friends. So Sean and I actually WhatsApped each other last night to see how we're doing, how's the family. And little Batya's, she's cancer-free. She sat on grass, I think, for the first time a month and a half ago. We got a picture of her. And, it's just incredible. So last year was special because, obviously, I wanted to ride for the baby. And I did get a good time. So I thought to myself, you know what, she's the actual hero, not me. And I got a little cycling shirt made for her. I spoke to Tammy. I framed my medal and I gave it to her, so one day she'll understand, you know, what the ride was all about. But having said that, she's touched our hearts, and we are friends. We have lunch occasionally, and it's incredible what these people go through, you know. So they're the actual stars of the show, not us. We just want to promote it. I want to raise as much as I can for the DL Link, and that's what I'm going to do it for every single year. And for this year, I'm also going to do my best and ride my hardest because, I mean, she's Portuguese, I'm Portuguese. So I think it's meant to be, you know.
And it sounds like it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be. I mean, we need to do this, and this cause is unbelievable. And like I said, I'm going to repeat myself again. I'm going to be there on Wednesday, Gabi. I'm going to be at the launch. And
look forward to having you there.
100%. And I'm also going to donate. I see it's going to be tripled, so it will be great. And Tammy and Michelle, I mean, they are unbelievable. And Terry as well. And Gabi, I mean, you guys, what they do is incredible. I've got no more words. I'm out of words.
And, you know, you're very humble, Carlos. I mean, you talk about everyone else being the stars of the show. The DL Link, I mean, this amazing team. But, you know, they wouldn't be able to do any of it if it wasn't for people like you. Because not only are you talking about donating, but the amount of time and the effort and the connection that you make with the warriors, you changing lives on this spiritual level. And then, yeah, on a physical level, and then giving the money. And so you embody everything that is the DL Link, actually. So,
thank you.
So yeah, you're very humble, but it's people like you that enable the DL Link to do what
they
do.
We've got to do this. We have to. We have to do it.
Yeah. You know, Nikki, not all heroes wear capes, eh? So, Carlos, you don't have to wear a cape to be a hero. So, thank you.
Some wear bike shorts.
It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So, Monica, I mean, listening to that and what Carlos has to say, and these two Portuguese people connecting on so many levels, and you said it's just such a wonderful thing. How have your family reacted to it?
They're quite surprised. They don't understand half of what I do, but I feel this intuitive urge to just be around the DL Link and its people and support. And I'm very, very grateful to have a family that are very supportive in everything I do. So they are overjoyed.
Yeah. You know, I started the show and I asked Tammy, because Mia, as you know, who is the face of this charity campaign, this young 11-year-old, and she's taking videos of the good days and the days that aren't so good. And we know that, Monica, you're also, you know, you're going and you're videoing and, you know, as I said, this beautiful energy that you have. What kind of are you getting feedback? Are you? And I'm not talking about how many followers you have. I'm talking about touching other people in a way that they feel, hey, I'm not alone, and there's someone else out there I can relate to.
Oh, so much! I've had such an incredible and positive response from people out there. I had no idea so many people have been affected by cancer, and, you know, not just cancer, trauma in general. And so many people have reached out to me thanking me for being so authentic and sharing my story and for sharing my love, because it's helped them see a new perspective and it's helped them heal. And that for me is everything. You know, social media often portrays the pretty of life and not the real. And it's so important for us to share and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to open up conversations with people in need, to let them know that they're not alone. We're all going through this together. And even if I might not be feeling your pain, I can empathize in, you know, one way or another, but we're all here for each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much. So, you know, it's time to say cheerio. You've been amazing. And thank you so much for coming on to the show. Tammy, Gabby, thank you for being on, you know, and sharing some of the ideas behind charity. And Monica and Carlos, thank you for taking time out and coming into the studio. We really do appreciate it. And Monica, we wish you so much health and vitality, and may your positivity just radiate out into the world and touch many, many lives. And here's to healing and light and love. And Carlos, I'm sure we'll be chatting again, but may you continue to be a beacon, which is what you are. We have some messages from some of our cancer warriors. A quick break.